Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hi folks, I'm Jelaine Fenner and welcome to Strong Tower Radio with my co-host
Tom Majeur.
And Tom, isn't it wonderful? We're here at the Michigan Camp Meeting and we have special guests that come to Camp Meeting that we get to interview.
Yes, we have about 13 programs that we've recorded this week.
Yes, we have. And in the studio with us today is a very special person. My grandkids love one of the programs that he helps to be on. His name is Sean Boonstra. He is the speaker director of Voice of Prophecy. And you do have something to do with Discovery Mountain.
Well, I have a bit part. I would love to take some credit for Discovery Mountain because, I mean, I love the show, but it's all my wife. It's all Jean. However, I've got a bit part. I'm Chaplain Simon. And it's a tiny little part. Unfortunately, I'm on the road 200 days a year, so she writes me in little tiny parts. But, you know, my character keeps getting sent to Afghanistan. I got a feeling I'm going to get written out of the show here in due time. It's like, oh, he didn't come back.
And you also have Authentic.
Authentic, yep.
And are there any other programs? I'm not 100% sure.
Well, my goodness, we do so much. I had a radio show, talk radio, 1 hour weekly that was called Disclosure. I was enjoying that a lot. I mean, radio's nice. Don't have to get dressed up, you know. Here we are in studio. I'm just here in my swim trunks. And you don't have to get dressed up or anything. And I loved it. But it was doing okay. It was doing well in some markets, but not what I hoped.
But Authentic.
Authentic, we changed gears, I don't know, 4 years ago. I think I'm writing season 6 right now. And Authentic is really me. I wasn't born a believer or a Christian. I sort of, what would be the best way to describe me? Hedonist. That would be the greatest way to describe what I was as a young man. Wild, secular. And Authentic really describes my journey. I started exploring the world's philosophies and things as a young man. As a really young guy, I started to read philosophers and so on. And eventually realized, man, I'm hitting a dead end on all these people. They got all the questions in the world and zero answers. No answers whatsoever. They never answer their own questions and they die unhappy. And I had the good fortune of being born into a family of Dutch immigrants. They were Dutch Calvinists. There's lots of those here in Michigan farming.
That's right.
They're all farmers, right? They're dairy farmers. And so I grew up learning to read by reading the Bible. So I had a familiarity with it. And I started to discover that the great existential questions of life, who am I? What's the purpose of my existence? Why am I here? You know, why is there suffering in this world? The Bible had better answers than the philosophers. And so really, this is my challenge back to my old heathen clan, Authentic. Hey, let's be honest about it. Are you finding answers? And I'm daring you to read the Bible.
Amen.
I'm daring you to read it.
Okay, well, Tom, before we continue to talk more about this, let's have a word of prayer.
Our Father in heaven, we just want to give you all the glory. Lord, we're speaking to our listeners. This interview is for our listeners. We have listeners out there that are on the spectrum of spiritual understanding of God and Jesus Christ. Lord, let us speak to each one and that they will find out for themselves who is master of the universe. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
So, that's how you decided to start Authentic, kind of, right?
Yeah, and it was genuinely me anyway. I mean, here I as an unbeliever, I have a degree in political science, political philosophy, economics. It's one of those, would you like fries with that degree? You know, that's about what you're qualified for at the end of it, unless you go to law school. And I thought, I got this great love for all this stuff. I actually know the material. I know why it's a dead end. I know why Christ is better. I want to talk to that audience. I want to talk to the people I left behind out there in the world and show them what I found in Scripture.
So when do you feel, though, you became a Christian?
Oh, that would be at about the age of 22. I don't know. You know, there are people that have this profound aha moment, and it happens in a single night, and the lights go on, and it was almost that tight for me, but not quite. I started to kind of wake up to things, I want to say around 20, 21, and then by the time I am 23, weirdly, I find myself in a baptistry accepting Christ and starting to live as a Christian. So And then after that, I couldn't wait to share it. I gave people Bible studies 3 weeks after my baptism. I held my first public evangelistic meetings 3 months after my baptism. And now, look at the clock on the calendar on the wall. My goodness, it's 30 years later. It's like, I don't know, because I'm not old enough to have been doing this for 30 years.
It doesn't seem like it.
No, it's weird to be 25 and have done this for 30 years, right?
That's right.
Yeah. That was a lie, folks. That isn't true. I am in my mid-50s.
Well, Pastor Sean, you're leading a ministry called Voice of Prophecy, which has a long history. It's almost coming up. You were talking about a few decades here, but it has almost a century of broadcasts.
Yeah. We're going to be 100 years old here pretty quick. What year is it? 23? In 6 years. Yeah. So we began in 1929 when a preacher by the name of HMS Richards decided, you know what? I can get into an awful lot of homes if I go on the radio.
Amen.
And yeah, amen, right, Strong Tower? And by the way, Strong Tower, I'm a radio junkie. I have a shortwave radio in my bed every night. I listen to it all night, every night.
Wow.
I'm the last. Hey, young people, that was the internet of 1911, the shortwave radio. So 1929, he decides he's going to go on the air. He's going to start recording simple sermons. And
was that the norm?
No. He was one of four people in the beginning that went and did sort of media outreach for Christianity. There were other characters in that time pocket. Maybe a little later, Fulton Sheen. Billy Graham doesn't show up till 1949, but it was really rare. And in HMS Richards' day, there were a lot of people saying the radio, that's the devil's tool, right? That's the devil's tool. And we're in the 20s. So what's playing on the radio? Flapper music, jazz, and, you know, there was a lot of licentious living in the 1920s. And if that's the devil's tool, he says, yeah, but, you know, people are listening. So he started recording in a chicken coop. He didn't have any money for a studio. He recorded in a chicken coop in his backyard, and
that's radio.
Yeah, that's radio. And you take the recordings to KNX Radio in Los Angeles every week, and they played them. And
the ultimate home studio.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't even know, though, did he have soundproofing? Or I should know what format that was in. What did he record to? I mean, it's too late for wire recordings, you know, but it can't be much past that.
It had to be reel to reel.
Wax cylinders.
Yeah. There you go.
Wax cylinders. And downstairs in the basement of the Voice of Prophecy, we've got a humidity-controlled room. I've got everything. I need to go find see if I've got the first ones. We want to digitize it. But hey, folks, you need to support Strong Tower Radio with everything you got. But if you got anything left over, I need $2 million to digitize 100 years worth of radio shows.
All right.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Well, yeah, and to get them all back. So 1929, it was called the Tabernacle of the Air, right? The most 1920s sounding name ever. Then in the early 40s, they opened a Bible school that went with it. I think in 42. I wasn't around. You know, I'm still a twinkle in Dad's eye then. But in 42, they open a Bible school, the Bible School of the Air. And the thing grows and grows and grows. It goes nationwide, and then it goes
global. So that's
global.
A radio program.
Yeah, the radio program coupled with an international Bible school. So here we are, 94 years later, and still going strong. It's had its ups and downs over 100 years, but we have moved the whole thing out of Los Angeles. We're in Loveland, Colorado, which is where HMS Richards was born and went to school, and I walk past the lake he was baptized in every morning on my way to work. It's a 5-mile walk, and I walk around it.
That's full circle.
Yeah, we took it home, and I love it there, and we're still going strong. We've got Authentic. We've got Discovery Mountain. We've got, and we still have the Bible school. As a matter of fact, the day I started with Voice of Prophecy 10 years ago, I met our 1 millionth graduate. 1 million, yeah. And his name is Douglas with two S's. Douglas with two S's. He's in West Virginia. And if you're listening today, Douglas, hi. Yeah.
Well, how do you quantify for our listeners, because we have to paint the whole picture?
Sure.
What is the reach of Voice of Prophecy?
I should know stuff like that, right? You'd have to ask my production crew. It's international. So who knows? You know, I think in America, we're carried on 530 repeaters. I don't know, 530. It's right around that internationally. And who knows with Roku and podcasting and all that stuff.
Yeah
we don't know. You know, we've got some online activity. We have a website called BibleInfo.com where people can ask all their Bible questions of real people. And that gets 1.3 million people a month. And so, but that's, how do you quantify that? Discovery Mountain has a million unique listeners every year. And that market, China is one of our biggest markets. Young people in China are learning English by listening to Discovery Mountain. But somehow that's getting in there. It's getting
Praise
in there.
The
so
Lord.
I don't know what the reach is. On radio, 530-some, maybe 537. Ruben, I apologize. I know you're going to hear this. He's my production guy. I didn't know.
I just got a question, Authentic. What was your most memorable program you ever produced? It was one of those aha moments.
My goodness, I don't know, because every time I open the Bible, it's always an aha moment. I do write the show. I spend about 20 hours a week producing and writing that. And it's always an aha moment, because I'm sitting there rereading some of this material. I think for me, the biggest day is the time we dealt with the question of mind and matter. So this is really the question that plagues secular folks the most. And I remember getting into studio dealing with this, and I actually got fan mail from atheist professors saying, my goodness, you've actually read the material. Yeah, I have read the material. I'm an ex-heathen. And yeah, I know. It's like, I wondered what all that reading was good for at the time. Now I know. And it's the mind and matter question. And this is really the most profound question if you think about it. If we are here as a chance accident, 13.5 billion years of the universe's history, that's the theory goes. And so you've got molecules bouncing into each other by accident, like little billiard balls out there in the universe. And somehow that becomes life. Nobody's ever seen that in a lab yet, but, the Milgram experiments prove that was wrong. And so on. But, hey, given enough time, we'll get some amino acids and we'll get some life. Okay. How from that did we get to here? I am a self-aware, self-contemplating, conscious being. I contemplate my future. I contemplate my past. I wonder why I'm here. I'm wondering what my place is in the universe. Where did that come from? Where is that question coming from if I'm an accident? If I'm an organic machine, why am I worried about who I am? I'm just an organic machine. Why am I worried about where I'm going? Why am I worried about the reason I exist? And how in the world, this is the big question that they can't answer out there. Where did consciousness come from? Where did consciousness come from? However, if there was a mind, a conscious mind before the universe, it makes a lot of sense that conscious beings would come out of this universe. If somebody conscious designed this place, it makes sense that you and I are self-aware, conscious beings. Consciousness, I think, is the big question that stymies everybody. It stymies them all, the most severe critics. And I've read their books. They write books saying, okay, there's got to be a biochemical reason that we are conscious. A biochemical reason. It's got to be in there somewhere. They can't find it. They can't find it. And I do believe, that the human body is one unit, that there are biochemical processes that determine who we are. But who I am is unique. It's meaningful. Where did that come from unless somebody unique and meaningful and conscious put us here? It doesn't make sense the other way around.
Well, my thinking is, how do you explain the migration? How do you explain about salmon know where they're born, they swim away, and then they come back? By chance?
Yeah, I used to go to the Adams River Salmon Run. It's the biggest one in the world. It was about, half an hour from you could walk across the river on those things, and I'm thinking, 4 years. 4 years later, they have a brain the size of my pinky fingernail, and they found home?
Yeah.
I can't find home. I can't find home. So yeah, where does that all come from? And they think they're going to crack that almond open. They're not going to crack it open. Why am I a unique thinking being that is self-aware? And what else out there contemplates what's going to happen to me 30 years from now? We'd like to think, I don't think your dog, well, your dog's not going to make it 30 years. Sorry, but not going to make it 30 years. Is it thinking 30 years out? Is it thinking about old age? Is it laying plans for the future? Is it self-aware? Does it contemplate why it's here? Maybe, but we have zero evidence that it does. Where does all this come from?
That's true, because think about, they try to say, apes to humans.
Yep.
Well, apes don't think 30 years out, do they?
Not that we know.
Yeah.
But, even if we found out they did, there's still something else. There's a famous rabbi I've been reading quite a bit, and he says, look carefully at the story in Eden. The story in Eden makes huge sense. He said, first we hear about the tree of life, and then there's this interlude. We don't hear about the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil again till chapter 3. And there's this big interlude where suddenly there's this weird story where God shows Adam all the animals, says, any mate for you in here? And it's like, well, no, of course there's no mate in here for me. There's no helper here suitable to me. God says, that's right, and creates Eve. Next thing that happens, a serpent shows up. It's an animal. And it says, did God really say you can't eat from this tree? God seems to have been underlining, you're not like the animals. And we've always had that sense. And the devil comes along and says, but it looks good, right? The fruit looks good. He's appealing to appetite and instinct. Animals are perfectly within their moral universe following their instincts. God made them that way. Go find the acorns for winter. Do this. Go find the spawning ground. Were we supposed to operate by instinct or something a little higher? And that seems to be this dividing point with human beings and animals, right? No, God said don't eat from the tree. And the devil appealed to instinct. But it looks good, and it'll taste good, and you'll be smarter. And he goes with instinct. He's trying to, it seems, at least this rabbi's opinion is, trying to appeal to us to live like animals by instinct. And now we live in a society where if you feel it, it must be true, and everybody's doing it. If you feel it, instinct is the real you. No, it's not. No, it's not. What God says is the real you.
Wow. That's super.
So how do you then, you must read a lot?
Yeah, I'm a little addicted to reading. I try to read 2 books a week. It's a habit of mine. Yeah.
Okay. Because there's a lot of history and a lot of stuff you have dug into.
I hated history when I was secular. It's like, what's the point? They're all dead. It's like, I'm not going to change their minds about anything. So what's the point of talking about dead people? When I became a Christian, suddenly I could see history makes sense. Without violating human free will, God has been nudging us in a certain direction on this planet for a long, long time. He's pushing us towards the coming kingdom of Christ. When he replaces the horrible hatchet job we created here on this earth, replaces earthly government, all that stuff. Now history's a delight. I can't get enough of it. Doesn't matter who wrote the book. Jesus is in that book. I can see it. I can see God moving things. So yeah, got addicted to history when I became a Christian. And I pour through it. Two books a week at least, history, and I get pretty excited by it.
Well, the Bible is full of history.
Yeah, it is. It's a historical faith.
Well, I found that when I give a presentation, I had tried to make an argument for something. History is almost always the baseline.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. Christianity is also a historical religion, right? It's rooted in real events that really took place in the first century. That's what we are. I had no choice but to learn history, and now I'm addicted to it. I'm absolutely addicted to it. History. The book of Daniel is a fascinating study, and y'all ought to, if you've never studied the book of Daniel, contact Strong Tower Radio. I bet you guys could set them
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Set them up. Study the book of Daniel. In there, you have God outlining every form of human government that would ever exist, and he contrasts it to what he has in mind. And it's basically one failure after another, after another, after another. He predicted your disappointment, folks. God predicted your disappointment in government. Like, we're all disappointed now.
And nothing's changed.
Yeah, big surprise. It didn't work. Every 4 years we'll have another election.
Another disappointment.
Yeah, another big promise, and this time we'll be gullible enough to say, yeah, this time it's true. No, it's not. No, it's not. Human government's going to let you down. The government of Christ eventually will not. It's like God is saying in the book of Daniel, look, try everything on. Try on all the pretty outfits. Try on Babylon and Persia and Rome. And any of them fit? No, they don't. You know why they don't fit? It's not me. And then at the end, he blows the whistle. Hey, everybody, out of the pool. Jesus is coming. Let me show you what you were designed for, to live with me, to live with me. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about Voice of Prophecy.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about where Voice of Prophecy, where you're going, and give us the big picture.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much. With the Bible School, this is our big year of the Bible School. As a matter of fact, I think this fall we're going to have a big big event on October 13. It's a one-night deal. It will stream live anywhere. You know, you don't have to go to a church to watch it. It's called Upheaval. I'm going to talk about the current state of the world for a few minutes, why the world is the way it is, why it's not a surprise to Christians, where it's headed next. And we have a brand new course on the book of Daniel coming out that people can just, you can gather in small groups, you can do it in a church, and study Daniel for the next 6 or 7 weeks when we're done.
You'll be able to download. The study?
The study guides, I think so. I should know that. I know we're printing a bunch of them this month, but and it's June right now.
So, if they go online, where do they go?
Oh, VOP.com, voiceofprophecy.com, either one there, and you can figure that out. It'll be there. It's called Focus on Daniel, and there's a brand new version of that coming out here by the end of June.
We really, at our local congregation, Cadillac, enjoyed the Serpentine.
Oh, yeah.
And I invited my neighbor. And I've been friends with him since we moved there 6 years ago, and he finally came
this time.
And he sat there. He's halfway between. There was four segments.
Right.
We're talking about the state of the dead. The fact is, what happens when you die?
Right.
And halfway through, we took a break, and he says, "I've never heard this before."
Wow.
I always believed that people, when they died, they went to heaven.
Yes, yeah, straight
and,
off.
And it was just amazing, and we've had a conversation ever since then.
No kidding.
Yes.
That one was fun, the Serpentine Prophecy. I try to produce a mini-series documentary about every 18 months or so, and that was number 5 or 6 in the series that we've been doing.
Can you name some of those off?
Yeah. Shadow Empire. What happened to Western Christianity? Why do we think organized religion is messed up in the West? And we go back to the 4th century and find the origin of the mess. And that's Shadow Empire. Then Pale Horse Rides, that's the history of Celtic Christianity, which provides us an interesting thought experiment. What would happen? You know, we know Western Christianity kind of fell apart. I don't argue with people. They're right when they say it's a mess. Yeah, it is. It's a total mess. We botched it. But in the meantime, the Celts are living out on this island, and they suddenly become literate in the 400s, just overnight. Within 2 years, they're suddenly the most literate people on earth. And they're running around the continent, scooping up copies of the scriptures, making copies of them in little stone beehive huts on islands out in the Atlantic, isolated from everybody else. And so in that series, we asked the question, what would it look like if you had a group of people and all they had was a Bible? What kind of church would you get?
What kind of culture would you have?
What kind of culture would you get? You got a missionary culture. You got an evangelistic culture. They kept the Sabbath. It's unbelievable what was going on the British Isles. And they actually sent missionaries almost all the way back down to the Italian, well, in Bobbio, in the Italian peninsula. There's one church in Bobbio. You go down into the basement, and it's the grave of Columbanus. As you go down to the basement, suddenly it's all Celtic artwork on the walls, and he's buried down there. They took the gospel everywhere. So as the Dark Ages are falling across Europe, here we have this isolated group of people that keep the gospel alive. Coincidence? Not a chance. Final Empire. We did, you know, is America in Bible prophecy? And what does the fall of Constantinople have to do with the birth of America? We did the appearing. What's it like when Jesus comes? What does the Bible actually say? And then Serpentine. We couldn't travel because of COVID, so I recorded Serpentine close to home. And fortunately, we have the most haunted bedroom in America just up the road from my house at the Stanley Hotel, room 217. That's where Stephen King spent the night and got inspired to write The Shining. And in that room. I said, okay, let's go in there with our cameras, man. We'll roll the cameras. Nothing going to happen in here. Bible's crystal clear. The dead have nothing to do with anything that takes place under the sun. They never come back to their homes. Not going to be any ghosts show up. And, of course, none did. Almost a little disappointing. I wanted the crew to, like, put some pictures on a fish line, make something move. Man, this is boring. So nothing happened, but...
So you actually stayed overnight?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh. Yeah, and at 2 o'clock, the closet door flew open in the morning. But that's because, sorry, Stanley, the building's a dump. Every time the wind blows, all the closet doors open, every single one of them. And so, yeah, it was... So we did that one, and what we did was a deep dive on the history of the schools of thought on what happens to a human being. What are we? How are we composed? A lot of people say, well, the dualistic point of view, where there's a perfect spiritual world and an imperfect creation. They actually, Greeks believe the creator botched it. Look at the pain and misery here. He botched it, and we need to leave our bodies to be perfect. That's one school of thought. We give them credit for it, but the Greeks stole it wholesale from the Egyptians. Wholesale. As a matter of fact, Plato says so. We learn this in the schools in Egypt. And in Egypt, they claim they learned it from a serpent.
A serpent?
From a serpent who appeared to an Egyptian philosopher by the name of Hermes Trismegistus. The Greeks called him that. He was Thoth to the Egyptians. They had deified him eventually. But the Greeks deified him, and they borrowed this whole idea and went from there. And in Serpentine Prophecy, we deep dive. Is that from the scriptures, this stuff, the perfect spiritual ghostly world, and the creator botched it? Or did the creator do it right and we botched it? And what are you really made of? What happens the moment you die? So, yeah, that was the big deep dive. And we couldn't travel, but, man, all the amusement we needed was right up the hill.
That's right.
Yeah, people's like, you really spent the night in there? Yeah, nothing's going to happen.
So if people want to be able to watch these, where do they go?
We are thinking about, now normally these are shown in churches and people get together and they create small groups out of it. We are now toying with putting them out in more mainstream television distribution. And just go to our website right now if you want to keep word on that, voiceofprophecy.com. I'm not sure when those release and which networks they'll be on. We're just working on that, as a matter of fact, this past week.
Okay, so now you do lots of sermons. Can
yeah.
Go on Voice
yeah. VOP.com. Everything's there. Go to the study tab for study materials, and there's a shows tab. Some of the older shows are there. We even have classics from HMS Richards there. Authentic is there, and Discovery Mountain is there. Everything's there. So just go to VOP.com or Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever.
Now, Discovery Mountain, because it's geared for kids, but we're all kids, so we all love
yeah, we
to
are.
Hear stories. Do they have their own website, too?
Yeah, DiscoveryMountain.com.
Okay.
DiscoveryMountain.com. And, yeah, everything's there. And I know lots of parents out there, they love this thing because the kids don't get to listen to it until their rooms are clean. And it's a real, real motivator.
It's great stories. And like, you know, we're all kids. Everybody loves
to hear
stories.
They do. Yeah, they do. They do. And my dear wife writes all those. She's writing season 27 now or something.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. A season is 10 episodes, I think.
And if you want to learn more about Discovery Mountain, you'll have to look up the edition we did on Discovery Mountain. We did a whole program on Discovery Mountain.
Oh, fantastic.
So
yes, we interviewed about regarding
with Eddie. Hey, Jelaine, we should probably tell people when they can listen to Authentic, which is Sundays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. And Discovery Mountain is every weekday from 7 a.m. and on Sunday at 8:30.
Yes, yes. People just love to listen to the stories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah,
and we're hearing, Tom asked, how many people are listening? Well, we don't know, just at Strong Tower Radio. But we know when people contact us, and that's what you do, people contact
yep.
you.
Yep.
So we are making a difference. We are spreading the Three Angels' message and letting people know that God is love.
Amen. Amen.
So thank you, Sean.
Hey, anytime.
Appreciate you being here.
Always surprised when people let me on the air.
Wow, you're so funny. He is funny, people. Anyways, so have a good day, everyone. We're glad that you're listening, and tune in to Strong Tower Radio and Voice of Prophecy.
Voice of Prophecy.
We got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
When you're taking a trip, it's important to stay on the right road and to follow the GPS or roadmap to be sure that you get to your destination. Likewise, on your trip to heaven, it is vital to follow the roadmap, the Bible, God's positioning system. To do that, stay with Strong Tower Radio as we uplift the Bible and proclaim God's character. If you'd like to help with this mission, go to our secure website, www.strongtowerradio.org, and click on the donate button or call 231-468-2087. We thank you and may God bless you as we proclaim God's character together.
Welcome to Strong Tower Radio. I'm your host, Tom Majeure. There's nothing more important than a story. Jesus used stories to a very effective means. Some of these stories were parables, a story with a lesson to be learned. Today we are talking with people whose ministry is working out through storytelling. You may have heard them on Strong Tower Radio weekday mornings at 7 a.m. or Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m., paired with your story hour. The program we're featuring today is Discovery Mountain from Voice of Prophecy. Our guest is Eddie Suizeau, Tanisha, and her daughter, Natalie. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have you. Discovery Mountain is an important part of our children's ministry. Eddie, what is your day job?
Well, my day job at the Voice of Prophecy is to lead two small departments, the Public Relations Department as well as the Donor Relations Department.
I think donor relations is very, very important to the sustenance of the ministry.
This is true. This is true.
And our other guest is Tanisha. Your role?
I am the evangelism coordinator and project manager.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Yes. Name one of those projects you've done.
Okay. We recently completed the Serpentine Prophecy Project, and I was managing that from the beginning to the very end.
And you have a wonderful daughter with you. Would you describe her to us?
Yeah, this is my daughter, Natalie. Natalie is a fun-loving, very outgoing young lady.
So, Natalie, what is your role on Discovery Mountain?
I play Zuri and a few other little parts.
Okay, and you even are part of a mini-series.
Yes.
So, Eddie, would you lead us in prayer?
Yes, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to serve you. We thank you for the opportunity to exercise our faith. We thank you for your example of sharing stories as Jesus shared parables when he was here on earth. As we discuss Discovery Mountain, as we discuss how we can share our faith, may your Spirit guide us. May you bless us. And may we come away from this time together closer to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Eddie, many of our listeners are Discovery Mountain groupies, and so they know every single character, and they follow each one of the episode, but we have listeners tuning in all the time. Our audience is growing. Tell our listeners who may not know Discovery Mountain, what is Discovery Mountain?
Well, Discovery Mountain is a audio adventure series. Now, we used to say it was an audio adventure series for kids until we started getting feedback from people of all ages.
So everybody loves a story.
It seems that way. We're getting feedback from moms and dads, grandpas and grandmas, and people that are not even connected with kids. I've had single people say, on my way to work, I listen to Discovery Mountain. As I go to bed, I listen to Discovery Mountain. So people of all flavors and ages are enjoying Discovery Mountain.
I've heard that people's lives are disrupted by Discovery Mountain because they can't get out of the car because they got to listen to the end of the story.
This happens. This happens.
They do usually survive.
It usually ends up well, but sometimes there's cliffhangers, so you just never know.
That's right. They have to wait till the next day or the next week or such. Tell me, Voice of Prophecy is your parent organization. Why did they start Discovery Mountain?
You know, it was a very personal thing for Jean Boonstra, who's our associate speaker. When she was raising her daughters, they're now young adults, she had a desire for audio programming that would enhance their lives and help them to understand the Bible better for themselves. And so when she had the opportunity to come to the Voice of Prophecy, which has been an audio ministry since 1929, she said, hey, now I can come forward with the dream that I've always had to have quality audio programming for the next generation. Might not be my girls. My girls have grown. But the next generation, we want to have that quality audio programming for children that introduces them to the Bible. So it came out of a personal ambition, a personal prayer time of the director, Jean Boonstra. And that's kind of how it began. And we're 7 years old now, so 2016.
Very good. As you were describing that, Eddie, it made me think about the first ladies of the United States. Mm. They often they have this position, this responsibility, and this influence, and they find a place, and Jean definitely brought something with her, and it has been a marvelous ministry. Tell us about the breadth of this ministry. How many? It sounds like it's been about 6 or 7 seasons. Tell us about the impact of this ministry.
Yeah, you know, we count seasons a little differently at Discovery Mountain. We count them in 6-episode chunks. So we're actually getting ready for season number 25 now.
Wow.
And that means that we've told Bible stories, 25 different Bible stories. Because what happens in Discovery Mountain is we have a story happening there in the town.
And the story's based on a camp, a youth camp.
Well, it's a little town up in the mountain. And there is a camp as part of the town. But there's a variety of things. There's a cafe. There's a church. There's
a community.
There's all kinds of community members. And what's happening in the community parallels and introduces a Bible story. So
segues.
It segues very nicely. By episode 5 or 4 or 5 of the season, a story is actually being told. And then by episode 6, the characters are like, wow, now I understand where God has led me because of the story in the Bible. So it really helps people to take Bible stories and not only understand them, but put them into practice in their own faith experience.
We talked about that this programming is accepted and deeply appreciated by people of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
You're a development director helping with donor relations and raise funds. Is this a cash cow for a Voice of Prophecy?
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
If we could only take those children and those families who are listening and move them down the line 20 years, perhaps. But there are ways. There are families that are helping. But I wouldn't say that this is the most lucrative portion of our ministry as far as direct donations. But as far as engagement and connection with the heart, there's nothing more that does it.
Some of the, and what I've observed, I had the opportunity many years ago when my children were young to meet David Newell. He happened to be the speedy delivery man of Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Mr. McFeely.
Mr. McFeely, exactly.
Yes.
And he told me that, you know, as successful as Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, changing generations of young people, they're looking at their input, their self-worth and such, funding was always a challenge.
Mm. Yes.
And he went on to say that Sesame Street, which has also had a very high profile, even they had challenges with funding. So listeners in our audience, I want you to think, as much as we enjoy what we believe in, we need to also support and encourage financially, whether it be Strong Tower Radio or to be Discovery Mountain and Voice of Prophecy. Tell us about what is it like to produce a program for Discovery Mountain. We have two of the voice, or have all three. You're one of the voice talents of voice actors of Discovery Mountain.
Yeah, well, it starts, every season starts with a Bible story. And we take that Bible story and then we say, how can we tell that story in parable fashion within the town of Discovery Mountain? So that's step two. Then step three is, once that's been written out, we've prepared the lines, the script, then we sit down and say, what actors can play the roles? And we have a variety of actors, including two that are, or three, I guess, that are here in the studio today. And that's the next step. So we come together, we pray over the names of the people that we're going to ask. Sometimes we have to audition new people because we don't have anybody in-house or within our lineup of actors and actresses that fit that demographic or what we're looking for. So there's always a perpetual need for new talent as well.
You're in, is it Colorado Springs?
We're in Loveland,
Loveland, Colorado.
An hour north of Denver.
Okay. And do all these people live in Loveland, Colorado?
Not at all. Not at all. We, because of the power of digital media now, we have actors and actresses from all over the world, literally. We have actors from Australia, even, that have joined us on certain seasons. So honestly, we can record now with, you have to have the right mic, you have to have the right environment, but beyond that, you can record literally in the closet of your bedroom, and you can produce quality audio content even there.
So this person in Australia, they get on their Zoom broadcast and they do their recording in their right time and place, or is this done asynchronously, which is a very big word, at a different time?
We actually have worked both ways, but what we prefer is to actually have them joining in, and we have our director, he's in Canada, so we have a connection to all three. We have our studio in Loveland, we have our director in Canada, and then we have our actors there in Australia, and we're all kind of working in peace together. So, but they do have the ability also to record, and because of wonderful editors, they can put pieces together just as well that way too.
So this internet connection gets some sequence, but you may take the audio, splice in the audio, so you get the ultimate.
That's right.
The best sound quality. Let's talk to some of the other people room here. Tanisha, tell us about your role on the radio and your experience. And did you ever think that you would be on Discovery Mountain?
No, I didn't, actually. My daughter started listening to it. I think we found it on Bloopers before I started working for the Voice of Prophecy.
What a place to find.
Yeah. And so we actually...
You started out laughing at people.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
She's like, oh, look, we know this person. We know this person because, like Eddie had mentioned, they video record us while we're in the studio, and then you get to see the bloopers of the video recording. You just don't hear the audio. And so we found out our dental hygienist was one of the voices on Discovery Mountain, and that was pretty cool. So then Natalie started to listen to it. And then when I started to work for the Voice of Prophecy, I think that's the first time that they interviewed Natalie for a voice actress. And so... So then we ended up getting on Discovery Mountain. Sorry, she was shaking her head at me. I'm like, what did I say wrong? And so we started out with some little parts here and there, reading little scripts. I know Natalie's taken on a few more roles. But most recently, we are on the miniseries that came out a couple of weeks ago, Zuri and Her Mom and Diesel the Dog. And so that's been a lot of fun. It's really fun to do it together because we look at each other in the studio. And as mother and daughter, the part that we were playing this time, it was funny because they were just like, okay, Mom, you can calm down. She's like, no, that's how Mom really would have acted in this situation. So
Natalie, you get to speak for yourself here. tell us about your experience on Discovery Mountain and the recording sessions. Is it work or is it fun?
It's fun. It's kind of a struggle. This mini series was harder for me to do because I had to yell and
you don't raise your voice at your mom ever?
Well, not really. I try not to. But I had to cry, which is hard when you're not actually crying. And I think there was another time I had to I was about to be hit by a car, and so I had to kind of jump but also scream and not sound like I was fake screaming. And that was a struggle. But it's fun either way to act. And it doesn't take a long time. So it's not like you're sitting there waiting to do anything.
So what do your friends think about you being a Discovery Mountain star?
I haven't told any of them, actually.
So this is the first debut. They're going to find out on Strong Tower Radio, huh?
I do have one friend, though, that she is also in Discovery Mountain, so she does know that I play a part. I don't think she's heard me, but I've told her that I play parts, and I have I haven't told her about Zuri, though. So she knows that I play little parts.
So, Addie, what thoughts do you have about Discovery Mountain and you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, first of all, I want to thank the loyal listeners of Strong Tower Radio. We hear from you at times, and we appreciate all the feedback and comments that we've received, Tom. This is a loyal bunch of people here in Michigan and the surrounding areas, and we just really appreciate the feedback and the solid listenership that we have here. One thing that we're always striving to do is do more to provide for families and for children. And so there's some things coming up over the next several months, even into the next year, that we really are excited about. We have a new season that'll be coming up. That kicks off at the beginning of July. And so we've, for some reason, we think the devil doesn't want this season to go out because we've had some of the most troubling times. We actually had all the recording that we did. We brought people in from California to work in our studio. All of that recording got lost. The computer crashed. And so we've had to re-record much of that. But we're excited because that's coming up. It's going to be called Weak Made Strong. And doesn't that speak to our Christian experience? How sometimes when we are at our weakest, God strengthens us. And it's scheduled to debut on July 5.
Wow.
So that's coming down the pike. Another thing that we're really, really excited about is Discovery Mountain Bible Studies. You know, we encourage our listeners every episode to exercise their faith. And for the last, 7 years or so, we've been doing that. But now here's another way to do it, and that's to actually take your Bible yourself. And with Discovery Mountain characters there in the lessons, guiding you through to study the Bible for yourself. And so that's coming very soon, by next summer for sure, and it even maybe earlier. So we're working on those lessons even as we speak. They're being edited and produced by our creative team. So those are a couple really exciting things that are coming down the pike that we thought the people of Michigan, the listeners of Strong Tower Radio, would really appreciate hearing about.
What is your objective? What do you hope that children will learn from listening to Discovery Mountain? First of all, the exposing them to the Bible literacy, the many children with all the activities of sports and extracurricular, as well as their schoolwork. Sometimes the Bible reading gets to a lower priority and just doesn't get done. Yeah. What are you hoping that...
The experience of a young lady who last year came to this part of the world. She went through a special children's prophecy seminar, and she was invited at the end of that children's prophecy seminar to give her life to Jesus. She was given a card that said, "Will you accept Jesus as your Savior and be baptized?" And she held on to that card without signing it, without checking the box. And she took it to her home, and shortly thereafter was introduced to Discovery Mountain. And she fell in love with Discovery Mountain to the point that her dad would have to go turn it off at night because she wanted to stay up into the late hours of the night listening to it. She said, "I binged all the episodes, and by the time I was done, I was ready to put my name on that card, to check that box, and to give my life to Jesus." That's the point, is for children and families to exercise their faith in Jesus. In life struggles, in difficulties, to say, "I know where to turn to. I can turn to the God of the Bible, a friend in Jesus." That's the point, is to see that. And that young lady was baptized just a few months ago. We had opportunity to see the pictures from that lovely service. And at the end, listen to this, they said, "Do you have anything you want to say?" After she was baptized, she said, "Yes, I'd like to invite my friends to be baptized too." She gave an appeal. And 4, 5, 6 kids stepped up, walked up to the front, and said that they too wanted to exercise their faith and be baptized. That's why we do what we do, is to share Jesus with children and families. That's exercising your faith, and that's why we do what we do.
Discovery Mountain, Voice of Prophecy, your parent organization, Strong Tower Radio. We do what it talks about in the Bible, is we cast our bread upon the water.
That's right.
And after many days. And Addie, would you like to hear from more of your listeners?
We would love to hear more from more of our listeners, and we'd love to interact with you as well. We have the ability to send you weekly email updates, and these are very well done, that not only tell you about the upcoming episodes, but they give you more ways to exercise your faith, more ways to enhance your family, more ways to engage with us, to see behind the scenes video, to learn more about people like Natalie and Tanisha, our stars, and just to engage. So if you're interested, you can send us an email at info@vop.com, and we'll get you signed up for that newsletter. It comes out every single week. And you'll be blessed by that. So, and if you have any feedback, we'd love to hear. If you have prayer requests, we pray every morning for the needs of our Discovery Mountain listeners. So we are happy to interact with you at whatever level you'd like to interact.
You know, Tanisha, I wonder if you have a message to some of our listeners, maybe to mothers, maybe Natalie has a message of. God can use anybody. Mm-hmm. What, can you add to that?
Yeah, I was thinking as Eddie was sharing the story how powerful it was, you know, watching Natalie and even my nephew listen to Discovery Mountain as we were on our recent road trip, and how it just intrigues their mind to learn more and want to learn more. And sometimes you think that children are not paying attention because they're multitasking. But allowing your children to listen to Discovery Mountain or any type of faith-building episodes as they're busy doing their other work or busy doing something, they're grasping all of that information. And so to see how it has developed good character in my daughter as well as my nephew has been something really exciting to see and encouraging that we can have something for our children to listen to.
Very good. Natalie, how much preparation do you need to do in order to play your role at Discovery Mountain?
Well, I remember auditioning, and my mom made me look at the script and, like, try to memorize most of it. And I think that made me more nervous. And so, really, I don't think the most preparation that I did this last time when I went in to play the part of Zuri was to just pray that God would help me to be able to understand the character and to find my spot as the character.
Does it take any discipline in order to prepare for your recordings and just being yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, that's the joy of what we do, is because there's so many different characters, there's so many different ways to express that different individuals, different personalities can be involved. And that's why we're always looking for new people. Wouldn't it be fun if we could have 5 Strong Tower radio listeners join the Discovery Mountain cast?
Yeah.
They could be the STR mini group on Discovery Mountain. And so, again, if you're interested, you can go to discoverymountain.com, and there's an audition page. You can just go right in there. There's lines that you can audition and just send them digitally to us, and it'll go right to our producers. And you never know when you might get a call and say, hey, we have a part just for you. And so, Tom, if that happens, if we have some Strong Tower Radio folks, we're going to report back to you, and you can let your listeners know of those that have come from Strong Tower Radio to join our team.
They'll be a Strong Tower Radio listener, Discovery Mountain voice talent.
That's right. So that'll be fun.
That all came from this broadcast.
Who knows? That would be fun.
And ultimately, it's God that we lend ourselves to be directed by God, and He does marvelous things through us.
Amen. And that's it. Being willing to be used by God. Being willing to say, okay, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a try. And that's what God's looking for. He's looking for men and women, boys and girls, who are willing to say, okay, this might be intimidating, this might be a little scary, but God is calling me. So I believe he'll give me the power I need. He'll give me the strength I need to do it.
And it's not about us. And it's if there is any praise, we have to direct it exactly. And Eddie's pointing up towards God.
That's right.
And so it's not about us. It's about God. And how can you use us?
Amen.
Well, Eddie, why don't you give us some contact information? Some of our listeners are already probably on your page.
Yes.
But other ones, this is the very first time. So what are the contact points?
DiscoveryMountain.com is where I would direct you. That we have all of our episodes that are on there. You might want to start from the very beginning because you'll understand the context of many of the characters. Without doing that, you'll jump right in midstream and you'll still catch a lot, but it's sometimes helpful to start at the beginning. So they're all there for you. All the episodes over all the years are there, and you can kind of catch the continuum that way. There's also ways to connect with us there. Sign up for our newsletter, join as a voice actor, perhaps, put an audition in, or join our Discovery Mountain Club. And this is the opportunity for additional content that's based on a subscription. A small monthly subscription will get you a lot more content and will help you to be even more closely connected with us. So that makes a great gift. If a young person's having a birthday coming up or Christmas, a lot of people have purchased those subscriptions for their family members, and it's proven to be a blessing. My kids, this very morning, were scrambling because they wanted to get on the club to get the newest content. Dad, we want to listen to Jake's Take. Could you please sign us in? So I did, and my daughter was so happy. She says, I have the login information, guys. Went to my other kids. We can listen to Jake's Take now. So it's something that the kids will really like.
Yeah, especially if you want more than just the broadcast.
Yeah.
You can go on their website. I've been there, and you see the different characters and the background and such. There's a lot of resources, and of course, we want to thank Voice of Prophecy for supporting and nurturing Discovery Mountain.
And we want to thank Strong Tower Radio for allowing us to be on your airwaves and to keep praying for us, because really, more than even finances, prayers sustain what we do.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you, Natalie and Tanisha and Eddie, for giving us a behind the scene. We can touch and see and feel as best as radio can the Discovery Mountain. We've got a vested interest in Discovery Mountain after this broadcast.
Thank you. We've appreciated your time, Tom.
For Strong Tower Radio, I'm your host, Tom Majure. God bless. Bye now.
Hi folks, Jelaine Fenner here. We are definitely living in uncertain times, and for some of us, it's scary. Signs of the times are everywhere. Jesus is coming back soon. Read Revelation chapter 22. Jesus says, "Surely I am coming quickly." We at Strong Tower Radio have a free book for you called The Great Controversy. Go to the back of the book and read chapters 35 to 42. It'll help you understand the times we're living in and what's ahead. This book even has 800 historical quotes and 1,200 Bible quotes. I love this book. Call Strong Tower Radio today, 231-468-2087, and ask for The Great Controversy while supplies last. And if we don't answer, please leave a message asking for The Great Controversy with your name, address, and phone number. That's 231-468-2087 on Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.